In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have a holiday, which is a major feast day, is Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was born today. The angel came to the shepherds and told them that the Savior is born, and he is in the Bethlehem in a cave. And then, of course, they got afraid when they saw him first. And then the whole big choir of the angels, they came and sang, "Glory unto the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill." And so the shepherds, they went over immediately to see the Lord in the cave, and then laying in the manger with the animals standing by and breathing hot breath on him to keep him warm. And the Mother of God was there, you know, with such a great happiness, and because she had no travail when she had given birth to the child, as usually the mothers have. But he came out, as he later on came out of the tomb without opening the grave, or went right through the closed doors to the disciples when he appeared to them after his resurrection. And he was born this way, as there was no seed of a man there. Then the Mother of God, and she was a virgin and continued to be the virgin, ever virgin, and the Lord had came out, and there was so much, again, joy, of course, not only here, not only in the heavenly dwellers, because no one ever saw God, and he had taken the form of a human being, was born as a child in the womb of a virgin, and to show himself so that the people finally can be able to see God, who is a spirit, and he was born before all time, before the Father himself, and the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, and Jesus Christ is the one that came to, couldn't stand anymore how terrible we're being fooled by the enemy, and or his enemy, by the fallen angels, the demons, and he appeared, he came on this earth, was born as a took a form of us, and walked over here, and showed us an example how to live, so that we'll be able to make the kingdom of heaven. And he gave us a new teaching and a new laws. He gave us the Beatitudes, which if we follow, we will be able to have the happiness here, even on this earth. For that's what he starts to be. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are those who weep, for they shall be comforted. But of course, we have to know that the weeping has to be done for our sins, and for sins of our brothers, our fathers, our mothers, our children, our neighbors. And if we will shed the tears of repentance, then we will have the comfort, for the Lord will comfort us, and the Lord sees that we have love. Because if we can shed tears for somebody that we love, that means, of course, we love them. We couldn't shed tears for somebody that we don't love. But yet the Lord, of course, tells us about humility. Then the next beatitude, he teaches us about blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And of course, that's the kingdom of heaven. And then he gives us again the next beatitude to blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for truth, for they shall be satisfied. Well, he is the truth. Our Lord has come down from heaven, was born of a Virgin Mary, and lived here among us, and preached us, and gave us the whole truth, and the truth, as he stated in the scripture, will set us free. The truth is that he is our Savior, that he is God Almighty, that he has sustained and continues to sustain our lives, and he is everywhere present and fills all things, and he is God of love. That's the truth, and he wants our salvation. That's what he came for. He came for to give us this salvation. Those who will believe in him, as he said, they will be saved. And of course, he wants us to love each other, not only each other, but also love our enemies. This is what his preaching was, so that we will not have any enemies here that are born here on earth. And of course, not the enemy, the one that's fighting him, the fallen angel, the angels, the demons. Our enemy, they will stay our enemies, because they hate God and they hate us. And also the sin, that should be our enemy. That one we don't love either. We should not love our sins. We should fight the sins all the time. And we should remember that without me you can do nothing, said the Lord. So without his help, without his grace, we cannot conquer any passion. We cannot conquer any temptation. And if we remember that, then we'll be able to cling to our Lord as he clings, as he sustains our life, as he is always with us. And we will be able to feel his presence and gather the strength from him to be able to fulfill his commandments and to be able to finally make it to the kingdom of heaven. This is what it's all about. This is why the Lord came, is to show us a way to the kingdom of heaven. It is narrow and thorny way, as he said, and few will go there because they don't want to exert themselves. What am I saying? We don't want to exert ourselves too much, and that is wrong. We have to force ourselves to exert ourselves to really to fight to attain the kingdom of heaven and to fight the enemy of God and conquer the flesh and all the temptations that we may be falling in, which the enemy wants us to break God's law so that we will not enter the kingdom of heaven and take their place. My beloved, so the greatest joy is, of course, today that we are finally we are able to actually see our God, our Creator. We are able to see him in the form first as a baby, and he walked amongst us, and he had then grown up and preached, and he had shown all kinds of miracles to prove that he is God, including the resurrection of the dead. He even resurrected somebody that was already decomposing, and he was able to feed multitude with little bread. He was able to control the weather and to do all those things that everybody is only would wish that they could do, so that they can make a perfect world here. Well, he did explain, though. He didn't come here on this earth to make this earth perfect, but he came on this earth to prepare us and to show us a way how to make it to the kingdom of heaven, where everything is perfect, where there is no more irritation or anger and the hatred. So none of that is there. No sin abides in there. There's a joy, constant joy, and joy and of being able to be with the one kinsman soul, that everybody would have the love for the Lord, and the love is overwhelming, and then it's making us be so joyful, and we'll be able to praise the Lord for eternity and be able to enjoy the company of all the angels, archangels, and all the saints, and everyone, and of each other, without any time having any room for any irritation. Look how difficult it is on this earth. Sometimes we get irritated and we don't understand each other. So, well, none of it is going to be like that in heaven. We all will have perfect understanding, because we will have one mind, and the mind of the Lord God himself. The Lord said in all the scriptures here that ye are gods. Well, in the kingdom of heaven, we will be like our Lord, and And he will call us our friends and our children and our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, my beloved. This is the greatest joy, the greatest joy, if we can just keep our memory on the Lord and remember His love and what He did for us in the beginning of all, that is the His nativity or the birth that the Mother of God gave Him. May God allow us in our hearts to truly to be able to glorify Him and to be able to praise Him in everything that we see around us, all the beauty that is surrounded us, all the flowers and all the nature and the loved ones that our heart goes out to. Keep your heart soft. Make it soft. Give the biggest present that the Lord could have from us, that we will have love for Him. Our heart will burn with love for Him, and we will forgive everyone in the world, that whoever may have went against us or had hurt us, and we will not only forgive, but we will love them as the Lord says to love their enemy, and we will pray for their salvation, and we will pray that the Lord will also forgive them and to make them in the heart and to purify the heart so that they can become the vessel and the house of the Holy Trinity. Amen.